All right. Happy post-election Wednesday. Today, I'm not going to talk about the election. What I'm going to talk to you about today is how to ask two very simple questions, and that something will increase your closing with new prospective patients that are coming into your practice. So today is one of my coaching days, so I spend a lot of time on the phone with my doctors and talk about their situation and kind of what's going on in their practice. And one of my doctors last week when we were doing our calls, she was having a big problem with people being the BBAC, as I like to call it. They're very interested. They're going to do something. They book a procedure for kind of like 2 weeks later, and they're going to be back with the money. Well, the problem is those have a really high cancellation rate. What we find is that it creates a lot of undue stress. It creates a lot of nervousness. I find that my doctors get really stressed out about it because they don't really know if that person's going to show up on procedure day and go ahead and move forward. And so what they do is they have to go out of pocket. They've got to lay out the money. They've got to, you know, get the kits. They got to block resources. And if that person doesn't show, they never get that time back. And so I've constructed, I'm going to give you one very simple question that you can ask during the closed procedure. And then I'm going to actually give you a second one as a bonus that will make all the difference in your closing. Okay. So here it is. And by the way, before I do that, I think I need to really kind of clarify something with you. Asking for the sale is not a bad thing. It doesn't make you a bad person. In fact, if you want to be able to impact as many patients as you possibly can, this is something that you must become better at. And I'm going to give you two very simple questions to ask that will make you so much better that when you'll actually have prospects asking you to perform procedures on them. Okay, so here's the first question. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the most important, how important is it for you to get this procedure, this problem fixed in the next 60 days? How important is it for you to get this problem fixed in the next 60 days? Now, there's something that's going on in that very simple process, and that is you're helping them identify that they have this pain. Now, we're not talking about, you never want to say I'm getting the procedure in the next 60 days. What is it, you know, this getting this problem fixed? Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing that you want to do is that you want to ask them a very simple question right after that. What else do you need to know to make a decision? Those two questions right there. I have a client in Scottsdale, Arizona, brand new practice. She has been struggling with, you know, she'll have 7 new patients come in and she'll get one person that'll say sort of maybe, right? So I had her start asking these questions. She's now closing 50% of the people that come in, okay? And they're putting money down. In a future video, I'll talk about why you want to get money down, at least, you know, 10% to 20% down before the procedure to reserve their spot. But she's seeing a huge increase. She just emailed me this morning that she just generated another $2,400 just from asking this question. And the person put 50% down, I believe is what they put down. Okay, that makes a big difference in her confidence and her cash flow. So those are the two questions I want you to ask. What else do you need to know to make a decision? That's the second question. The first question you ask is on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the most important, how important is it for you to fix this problem in the next 60 days? If they answer a 2, then they're not going to buy. If they answer a 3, maybe. If they answer a 5, you can guarantee it that they're going to buy, that they're going to close from you. So that's what I want you to work on. That's my gift for you today on this post-election Wednesday. A little something to help you think about something other than this crazy election that has been going on. 2020, it's like the year and everything that would never end. We can't get coronavirus to end. We can't even get this darn election to end. Well, the good news is the end of the year is coming. Maybe it'll actually move on to 2021 soon. All right. So with that, have yourself a wonderful day. I'll talk to you soon.